Welcome to the Craft Brewery Financial Training Podcast, where we combine beer and numbers to provide you with tips, tactics, and strategies so that you can improve financial results in your brewery. I'm your host, Kerry Shumway, a CPA, CFO for a brewery, and a former CFO for a beer distributor. I've spent the last 20 years using finance to improve financial results in our beer business. Now I'm helping other craft breweries to do the same. Are you ready to take your brewery financial results to the next level? Okay, let's get started. Today's podcast is a solo episode, and it's a replay of a podcast that I did quite some time ago about distributor contracts. These are the contracts that govern the relationship between the brewery and the beer wholesaler. And these contracts can be a big bone of contention between breweries and distributors. So there's lots to consider and understand before entering into these contracts. So we'll first kind of break these into, you know, five steps. First is the basic contract structure and terms, things to know about. Next is really learning about your own state laws and how those impact the contract. And then some steps on how you can do your own research, ask questions, and determine what your options are for distribution. And then looking at how you might create your own standard contract that you would then present to the wholesaler. And then lastly, we'll talk a bit about self-distribution and the concept of entering into a contract with yourself. So for now, please enjoy this podcast about distributor contracts. Just a quick note, we'll be right back to the podcast. I want to let you know about a new network for beer industry professionals. It's called the Beer Business Finance Association. It's an organization of financial pros just like you looking to improve financial results, increase profitability, connect with your peers, and share best practices. So I'd love to tell you a little bit more about this. If you are interested in learning more, please email me, Kerry@beerbusinessfinance.com. That's K-A-R-Y at beerbusinessfinance.com. Or you can visit bbfassociation.org. That's bbfassociation.org to learn more. Hello and welcome to the Craft Brewery Finance Podcast. Today's topic is distributor contracts. These are the contracts between the brewery and the beer distributor to distribute your beer. And so the contract is a big point of contention between craft breweries and distributors, but before any beer gets delivered, the contract itself has to be reviewed and debated and negotiated and eventually signed. So in this podcast, I wanted to present five steps that you can take to a better distributor contract for your brewery. So we're going to get into those. But first, the challenge with most contracts is that both parties want the terms to be in their favor. And this isn't just between breweries and distributors. It's really any type of business arrangement. Everybody wants to have the contract terms in their favor. So breweries want options to get out of the contract if things are not working out. They want the freedom to move if the brand, if the business relationship just isn't working. Distributors typically want the brewery to be committed to them indefinitely. And from the distributor perspective, they feel they're investing millions of dollars or tens of millions of dollars in infrastructure, trucks, warehouses, warehouse equipment, and so forth. And they want to be sure that your brewery brands stay on their trucks to help pay for all of that investment. So both parties want the advantage, but at a minimum, neither party wants to get screwed by the contract. So there's a lot of emphasis and importance on the distributor contract. So the question is, what steps are you as a brewery taking to ensure that you get the best arrangement possible? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Five steps to a better distributor contract. I'm going to list out the five steps and then we're going to dig into each one of them individually. So the first step is really seek first to understand. So understand the basic contract structure, how it's laid out, what are the sections, what do they mean, what are they referring to, and basic contract terms. So you don't need to be a lawyer for all this stuff, but you have to have a decent working knowledge of what some of these terms mean. So that's the first step to a better contract, is basic understanding of contract structure and terms. Second is to get an understanding of what your state laws are. there's a lot of interplay between state laws and the distributor contract. So understanding what your laws are and how they relate to the contract is obviously important. So that's a second step. Know your state laws. Third step is to do your research, ask questions, and determine the best option for a distributor in your market. Generally speaking, you're going to have multiple options. So the idea is to do your research, understand who the players are, and ultimately to determine the best fit. So if you've got some tips for you on that, some general questions you can ask in that process. So that's the third step. Do your research, understand your distributor options. A fourth step is to develop your own standard distributor contract. Most of the big breweries do this. It's a great exercise to really understand what a contract can and should look like and really help you dig into the terms that are going to govern ultimately the agreement. So that's the fourth step, working with your attorney to develop your own standard distributor contract that you would then present to your distributor partner. And the fifth step is to not enter a contract at all, basically to self-distribute, to avoid third-party distribution altogether and effectively enter into a contract with yourself. So we'll get into some details on that, how to figure out if self-distribution is financially viable. Contractually, it might make more sense, but does it make sense financially? So we'll look at some ideas on that. So before we dig in, here's where I must add a standard disclaimer. I am not an attorney, and this is not legal advice. So the guidance here is really for informational purposes only. I have reviewed hundreds of distributor contracts on both sides of the aisle from a distributor perspective, from a brewery perspective. So I have a decent working knowledge of what's in here, what terms are, and so forth, but I'm not an attorney. So this is informational purposes only. With that, let's look at the first step to a better distributor contract for your brewery, and that is getting an understanding of the contract structure and terms. So any business textbook is going to tell you the primary purpose of a contract and contract law is to enforce an agreement between parties. So in this case, the parties are the distributor and the craft brewery. For there to be a contract, there's got to be an agreement that exists, and the parties have to have freely intended to be legally obligated by the agreement. And a breach occurs when one party breaks a big promise in the agreement. So, just from a legal standpoint, there's six requirements of a legally binding contract, and that is there has to be an offer, acceptance, there's got to be consideration, obligations by each party. There's got to be competency and capacity, the ability to fulfill the obligations, and there's got to be a written document. So I'm not going to kill you with legalese and dry stuff like this, but these are kind of the basics of contracts and contract law. So in other words, a wholesaler offers to distribute the beer of a craft brewery, your brewery, and you accept, the brewery accepts. The brewery then agrees to brew the beer and sell it to the wholesaler. The wholesaler agrees to pay for it. The brewery is obligated to make a saleable product, and the wholesaler is obligated to sell it. So both the brewery and the wholesaler state that they are competent and have the capacity to fulfill these obligations. So all this stuff is then wrapped up in a written contract. So the distributor contract has a variety of clauses and terms that you should understand. Terms like trademarks, terms of sale, assignment, transfer, ownership changes, and termination are just a few. So a typical distributor contract can be between just a couple pages and 20 or more pages in length, that on average maybe a dozen pages long. So there's a lot to understand in those pages, but it's really important to do so. There are certain sections of the contract that are more important than others. Typically where I start is with the termination clauses. And some of the assignments and rights of transfer clauses. Really, what's going to happen to your brand if the distributor themselves sell? Who is your brand going to be transferred to? And do you have any say in that transfer? What are the terms under which a brewery can terminate or get out of a contract? Obviously, those are of utmost importance. But then there's the smaller details, the more the things that happen more often, which are what are the payment terms? Who is going to pay for marketing expenses? Who pays for samples? Things of that nature. Stuff that actually happens 99% of the time, as opposed to a termination, which does happen, but it's less frequent. So spending time on those day-to-day terms and understanding what's in the contract is obviously important as well. So lots of terms and so forth. Really, a first step on this is to take the contracts that you may already have in place, read them over, highlight anything you don't understand, and start asking questions. Obviously, your attorney is best to pose those questions to, because ultimately what you don't know can hurt you in a contract situation. So that's step number one. Get a basic understanding of contract structure. What are the important sections that you need to understand, and get a good working knowledge of contract terms. So start by reading over the agreements you have in place, or if you have been presented with a distributor contract, to review that with your attorney. But first, read it yourself and understand, go through it and figure out what you don't understand and start asking questions. So the second step to a better distributor contract is to know your state laws. So the 21st Amendment really created 50 different sets of state laws related to alcohol distribution. So many of the laws are difficult to understand. They're boring to read, but ultimately you got to get a good grasp of what your state laws are. So I found the Brewers Association does a nice job of summarizing the various state laws, and you can check that out at their website, brewersassociation.org. It's under the Government Affairs section, under franchise laws. So it's really only a summary. It only scratches the surface of what you're going to need to know about the rules of engagement, but that is a starting point, and it is a key step to getting a better contract, is knowing the rules, using them to your advantage, and building them into the agreement that's going to be best for your brewery. What you'll find is that the contracts and the state laws, so the contract terms and terminology and the state laws, are often intertwined. So there's sections of the distributor contract that may make reference to applicable state laws. So for example, you might read a passage that goes, distributor or supplier may terminate this agreement in accordance with applicable state laws. So an understanding of what the state laws are in combination with a working knowledge of the contract rules, that's going to give you a leg up when you're negotiating your distributor contract. So lastly, there's an assumption that the contract doesn't matter so much because the state law is going to override it anyway. So if there's a case where a contract says one thing and a state law says another, the general feeling is the state law is going to win. So I'm not a lawyer, but I've hired lawyers to deal with this issue. And what I've found is it doesn't always have a clear answer in terms of which is going to trump which. So the bottom line and the real takeaway is that the contract still matters. So understand your state law, understand contract terms, and those are the first two steps to a better distributor contract. So the third step to a better distributor contract is to do your research when selecting your distributor partner. So it doesn't really matter how much you know about state laws or contract terms. If you have a lousy business partner, you can throw all that out the window. So when you're opening up new sales territories, new markets, new states, do your homework to find the best distributor partner for your brewery. So how do you do this? Talk to other craft breweries, talk to retail accounts, on-premise and off-premise accounts, and of course meet with and ask questions of prospective distributors. So you're oftentimes going to have multiple options for distributors in a given territory, so do your research to find the best match. So again, there's no point in learning about contracts and state laws if you wind up with a lousy partner. So do your research first. Now, many of the larger craft breweries will hire consultants to go out and do market research in advance of opening up a new territory. So the consultants will talk to retailers, they'll learn the nuances of the market, and they'll find out who the best distributor is for your brewery. Then they're going to gather information and they'll report back to you ultimately with a recommendation. So you may not have the resources to hire a consultant, but you can do some of the legwork yourself And I've put together a handful of questions that you can use to ask distributors to try to determine if you've got a good fit. So one question that you want to ask your prospective distributors when you're doing your research is, how do you assess opportunities for my beer brands at retail? So the distributor understands the market. Hopefully they understand the brands that you offer, your brand story, and they have a good sense as to where your beer is going to fit in the market. Which retail accounts will it work? Where will it not work? So really the question just kind of opens up the conversation about, where do you see my brands being placed at retail, and how do you intend to get them there? So what are the opportunities, and then what's the execution plan to get them out there? Another question to ask is, what's a recent example of a brand launch success? So the distributor has likely taken on other craft breweries and they've launched those brands. What did that look like? What did they do? What was their execution strategy? What results did they get? Generally, what was their approach? And that will give you some insight into how they intend to launch your brand as well. Another question to ask is about the demographics and tourism of the market. Generally, a distributor is going to know the market extremely well. And if you're coming into a new area, you can really learn from the distributor in terms of the nuances of the market. What are the demographics? You know, what are we looking at here in terms of what the consumer landscape looks like? Next, ask about pricing. How does your beer stack up against others? Talk about draft line cleaning. What is their process and personnel? If they're not allowed to clean lines due to state laws, ask what they do to ensure that the lines are being cleaned. Are they conducting surveys? Are they doing education? And ultimately, what's being done to make sure the quality of the beer is good in the on-premise retail accounts. So those are just a sampling of questions you can ask to try to determine the best distributor partner fit for your brewery. So invest the time up front, do the research, figure out what your options are. The contract's going to help define the partnership, but it's really up to you to find the best distributor to partner with. So that's the third step. Do your research on distributor options. The fourth step is create your own standard distributor contract. So a wise friend once told me, always write the contract. So in other words, if there's an option, don't let the other side present you with a contract, do it yourself. So writing the contract is going to ensure that you have control over what gets included and what gets excluded. So it's going to allow you to shape the language and create an agreement that works best for your brewery. So have your lawyer develop your own standard distributor contract. Talk to them about what's important to include, what's important to exclude, and use your working knowledge of contract law and state laws to help shape an agreement that works best for you. So I know what you might be thinking. Fine, you can go write a contract, present it to the distributor. They're going to look at it, slide it back to you, and say, no, we've got our own. And that often does happen. However, the process of writing your own contract will really give you a good education on what a reasonable, fair contract can look like. And then you'll have a lens through which to look at the contract that the distributor may present to you. So one of three things is going to happen. A, maybe your best case scenario is they're going to look at your contract, read it over, looks good, sign it, and off you go. B, they're going to reject it out of hand and say, nope, we only deal with our contract. Or C, there's going to be some negotiation. They'll take elements of yours, elements of theirs, and ultimately you end up with some sort of modified contract that acts as a compromise. So really, two of the three options are pretty good when you create your own standard contract. Another thing to consider that I think gets lost on craft breweries a lot is that breweries do have leverage when meeting with a distributor. If they want your brand, you do have some leverage. I think it's often thought that the distributor has all the power, holds all the cards, they're the only path to market, and the brewery is beholden to them. And I'm sure that's the case in some markets, but if the distributor wants your brands, then you do have leverage. And therefore, presenting your standard document as a matter of fact, saying, look, this is our standard contract, they may come back and negotiate certain points, but they may just sign what you give them. So if they want your brands and you've got a reasonable contract, you've got a good shot at having them use your standard distributor contract. So create your own contract, recognize and understand where you have leverage and use it to your advantage in negotiating these. And that is step number four to a better distributor contract. Write your own. The fifth step to a better contract is really to not enter into a distributor contract at all. It's just to consider self-distribution. So you're really looking at whether state laws allow you to do this and what the guidelines are. Again, the Brewers Association has a nice rundown on this by state, and it'll show you where self-distribution is allowed and what restrictions, if any, are placed on the brewery as far as limits in terms of production limits or distribution limits. So there's many advantages of distributing your own beer. You get to keep the gross profit that normally goes to the distributor. You control where and how the brands are presented at retail, and you ensure that the brands get 100% focus and attention. So despite the best efforts, a beer distributor with hundreds or thousands of brands can't possibly present your beer at every sales call, but if you're self-distributing, you can. So there's also many challenges with self-distribution. You've got increased capital costs for trucks, warehouse space, there's more people needed to sell and deliver the beer, and it's really a new business model that you'll need to learn. There's nothing wrong with learning, but it can be expensive. So the fundamental question to ask yourself is whether self-distribution can be profitable or at the very least break even. So we've got lots of resources and an online course on self-distribution for craft breweries at craftbrewerifinance.com. So if you want to check those out and dig into how to create a financial pro forma, really projecting your sales, looking at expected margins, how to price your beer, really how the whole pricing landscape works from price on the shelf, price to retail, or price to distributor, and so forth, and what the standard margins are, looking at operating costs and capital investments needed. Again, go to craftbrewerifinance.com, check out the self-distribution online course. It's self-guided, self-study, but it has all of these templates and downloads and videos that can help you really answer this question. Is self-distribution might make sense on the surface. You focus on your own beer, you get the distributor margin and so forth. But from a financial pro forma standpoint, are you going to be able to break even? Are you going to be able to make money on this? So that course can really help you out with that. So research your state distribution laws, do the financial analysis, please do the financial analysis, and determine if self-distribution is ultimately the right move for your brewery. Yes, you can avoid a distributor contract altogether and working with a third-party wholesaler and the challenges that may present, but self-distribution is no walk in the park either, so you really want to do, again, the financial analysis and determine if it's right for your brewery. So to wrap up our five steps to a better distributor contract, the contract is important, and it's important that you get it right. So understand the terms, understand your state laws, do your research on the market and your distributor options, and create your own standard contract and use your brand leverage to get the distributor to sign it or at least negotiate a better contract that works for both brewery and distributor. And lastly, explore whether self-distribution makes sense for your craft brewery. So it's up to you to find a great distributor partner. It's up to you to ensure you have a good agreement that governs the relationship. So use the steps that are outlined here. Talk to other craft breweries and, of course, consult your attorney. A good distributor contract is within your power to achieve. Now, go and get it.
Thank you for listening to the Craft Brewery Financial Training Podcast, where we combine beer and numbers so that you can improve financial results in your brewery. For more resources, tools, guides, and online courses, visit craftbrewerifinancialtraining.com. And don't forget to sign up for the world-famous Kraft Brewery Financial Training Newsletter. Until next time, get out there and improve financial results in your brewery today.